have to reconceive light. And when we think jyoti, and this way it's connected, jyoti, we think illumination. We know to become enlightened, right? Illumined, that's another type of luminosity. Light, illumination, is revelation. So what is light in the conscious plane? I'm not talking about objective light. We see the sunrise, how beautiful it is, and it is. It's been compared to the lotus eyes of Vishnu. But Guru Maharaj, in his Gayatri explanation, Om Bhur Bhuva Svat Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo, saying this superficially appears to be talking about the sun, how the sun is illuminating the world, right? The sun reveals the world. When we're in the, especially the Krishna Paksha, means the dark moon, no visible moon, wait for the sunrise to reveal everything. But he's saying, Bhur, Bhuva, Svat, the whole world of experience, the lower, middle, higher planetary systems, means the world of experience, the objective world. It appears on one level to be revealed by the sun, but actually, it's Atma, the soul that reveals everything. Without the conscious observer, it's meaningless. So, really, it's a position occupied by the soul, Atma, and by extension, Paramatma. So there is the Paramatma domain, world, that is Varenyam, worshipable. And here, Bargo by Brishuban Rujatma Vibhavai, Daitatma Vibhavam. Guru Maharaj is saying, and Srimati Radharani, the halo of Srimati Radharani is faith. And that which reveals Krishna and Krishna conception. We're talking about her bhav and kanti, her halo, heart and halo. The halo is the outcome of her heart. So it's the heart of Srimati Radharani that is actually illuminating Krishna conception and the service of Krishna. And without that, it's all imagination, fictitious, wallpaper, air bhajan.